two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It's 59 degrees.
A little bit of construction-related delay on Highway 6 right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We start this half hour with a developing story in West Valley where one person was taken to the hospital after a confrontation between two groups of protesters.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the latest, John.
Yeah, Amanda, police are investigating the brief clash between two groups, which they say happened outside the West Valley City Police Department building last night. According to West Valley Police on Twitter, a protest organized by Black Lives Matter took place outside the department, and around 50 people assembled by about 6:30. Now, that number includes protesters as well as counter-protesters. Lieutenant Steve Burke with West Valley Police says about 45 minutes later, an altercation broke out.
Somebody had sprayed multiple people or a couple people with some sort of aerosol. And somebody may have brandished an electronic weapon or some sort of taser device.
One man was transported to the hospital after being sprayed with either pepper spray or mace. West Valley Police added on Twitter that at this time it does appear the suspect in the case will face multiple assault charges. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Layton police are looking for answers after the discovery of a woman's body in Kays Creek. Neighbor Bob Parrish says the area is attractive for crime.
It's very secluded back there. A lot of things can be done without being with the sight of the police or, you know, anybody in authority. I just don't like the riffraff.
The cause of death is under investigation, and police are asking for anyone with information to call them.
A Lehigh man has now been charged with attempted murder and other felonies for driving on a sidewalk and nearly hitting people over the weekend. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, attempted murder, aggravated assault, and failing to stop for an officer for all this that happened on Saturday. A store on Main Street in American Fork was having a sidewalk sale. Police say Shane Johnson drove down that sidewalk, hitting tables and causing people to dive out of the way. The charging documents say one woman had to pull two girls out of the way as the Jeep Cherokee hit the table the girls were looking at. Then that car kept going, running a red light, swerving back and forth, almost hitting up to six other cars. Police stopped him with a pit maneuver. They say Johnson has a lengthy criminal history and mental health problems. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Utah's kids are still finding explicit material on school computers, and lawmakers want to do something about it. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce reports.
The Utah Education Network database is supposed to be a secure place where kids can look up something online safely. But Michelle Bolter, who sits on the Utah State School Board, says if someone uploads an explicit image, there's no filter to catch it.
We are selling the UEN as a safe place for children to do their research, and it's providing a false sense of security.
The UEN was temporarily suspended a couple of years ago for the same issue. Now lawmakers want to figure out what to do about this latest problem, including possibly heavy penalties for the company that runs it. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Sally is no longer a hurricane, but still packs a punch. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, one person is dead, one missing in Orange Beach, Alabama, the only loss of life yet linked to Hurricane Sally. The mayor tells WSFA about the flooding.
With the bay backed up from the storm surge, there was nowhere for the rainwater runoff to go.
Sally's now a tropical depression moving slowly across South Alabama. Smoke is now the major issue from West Coast wildfires as air quality becomes hazardous. Dan Miller of NOAA says weather won't end the fires anytime soon.
Even if we got a lot of rain tomorrow across the entire West Coast, it wouldn't be like flipping a light switch and they would all go away.
Three dozen people have died in the fires in California and Oregon, one in Washington. Broward County Deputy Josh Stambaugh has gotten his old job back after being fired for his response during the Parkland, Florida shooting in 2018. An arbitrator ruled the sheriff fired him 13 days beyond a deadline. Stambaugh will be given back pay. And Customs and Border Protection reporting drug seizures are up 1,000% along the U.S.-Canada border this year. They say legalization of marijuana in Canada is one reason. Increased scrutiny because of the closed border due to coronavirus, another. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
A new poll finds Utahns overwhelmingly support President Trump over Joe Biden in the upcoming election, 53% to 35%. The Deseret News Hinckley Institute of Politics poll also finds 56% of Utahns feel like they are better off since 2016. In an interesting twist, however, a less than half believe the country as a whole is better off.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. We're looking at a high of 93 today in Salt Lake City. That's only a couple of degrees off the record for this date. Then we can expect an overnight low of 59 tonight before climbing back into the upper 80s for tomorrow.
Well, we've upped our chances of rain showers here with this next system coming in. So I know it's the weekend, but we could definitely use the rain. It looks like we got a good chance of it coming our way. Beginning late Friday night into Saturday as this front arrives and cools us off and again brings in some showers for the first part of our weekend.
After that, Grant says we can expect lots of sunshine for Sunday and the first part of next week.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.